Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 3rd, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Seattle Bank partners Lone Star for an embedded banking offering. U.S.-based Seattle Bank has partnered with U.S.-based fintech Lone Star Technologies to launch a new embedded banking offering. Poens partners with Unnex. France-based platform Poens has announced its partnership with Unnex to combine their technologies and extend in the European open finance market. Proactus partners with Finexio. UK-based source-to-pay software solution provider Proactus has announced its partnership with a payment-as-a-service company Finexio to expand Proactus's offerings. DMI Finance secures $400 million MLN equity investment. India-based financial services company DMI Finance has announced the closure of a $400 million equity investment round led by Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group. Singapore and Malaysia launch cross-border QR code payment links. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, and Bank Negara Malaysia, BNM, have rolled out a cross-border QR code payment link. Tranglo launches instant SEPA payments to Europe. Cross-border payments company Tranglo has launched instant SEPA payments to Europe to enable businesses and individuals alike with real-time cross-border payments. P97 Networks raises $40 million MLN. Mobile commerce platform focused on the auto, mobility, and retail fuel markets P97 Networks has raised $40 million in equity financing led by Portage for Growth Initiatives. TrustedTrader forms partnership with American Express. UAE-based trade directory TrustedTrader has teamed up with American Express to bring its members a host of benefits and control over their finances. DigiCoop, Advance. AI to spur digital and financial inclusion in the Philippines. DigiCoop has partnered with Singapore-based startup Advance. EY banned over Wirecard work. German audit watchdog APAS has banned the EY organization from taking on listed companies as new clients for the next 2 years over flawed work for Wirecard. China's central bank urges for stronger protections against financial crisis. The People's Bank of China, PBOC, has written in China Finance that the country should accelerate legislation of the financial stability law and improve prevention of financial risks. OpenAI ordered to stop processing people's data in Italy. The Italian Data Protection Authority has blocked OpenAI's ChatGPT in the country citing the illegal collection of personal data. New platform listings for Sure altcoins spark a surge in value. InsureDeFi's native token, Sure, has become listed on several new platforms and has registered an 81% week-on-week surge. European savings banks ask, what is the business case for a digital euro? European savings and retail banks have questioned the business case for a digital euro, raising concerns about the unintended consequences for balance sheet deposits and the rollout of competing instant payments products. Paysafe hires Nicole Carroll as Chief Strategy and Innovation Officer. Paysafe, NYSE, PSFE, PSFE. WS, has appointed Nicole Carroll as its first-ever Chief Strategy and Innovation Officer. Carroll joins the company today and reports into Paysafe CEO, Bruce Lothers. Alchemy Pay secures $10 million funding at $400 million valuation. In order to facilitate its expansion into the Korean market, Alchemy Pay has announced a strategic partnership with DWF Labs, the prominent multi-stage Web3 investment firm. UTP Group purchases Wellit's business in Spain. UTP Group has agreed to purchase the Spanish customer base from German company Wellit GmbH for an undisclosed sum. Tranglo launches instant SEPA payout to Europe. Tranglo today announced the launch of instant SEPA payments to Europe. Former Lumon chief Seamus Hodgson appointed as group CEO of CurrencyFair and Zai. Cross-border payments company CurrencyFair and Zai, its financial technology arm delivering embedded payment orchestration solutions in Australia, have today announced the appointment of Seamus Hodgson as group CEO. PPRO appoints Modi Bring as chief commercial officer. PPRO, the leading global digital payments infrastructure provider, has announced the appointment of Modi Bring as chief commercial officer. SEB and Ciudad Agrícola launch green-tinged blockchain-based bond platform. SEB and Ciudad Agrícola CIB are jointly launching SO Bond, a sustainable platform for digital bonds built on blockchain technology that rewards participants for improving their environmental footprint. Cogency to offer Dow Jones Global News to workstation users. NSE Cogency today announced an expanded partnership with Dow Jones to offer premium news through Cogency Workstation, its real-time market data terminals. Aquis Technologies unveils 24/7 matching engine. Aquis Technologies, a division of Aquis Exchange PLC, the creator and facilitator of next-generation financial markets, is pleased to announce the launch of Aquis Equinox, a world-first, regulated market-grade 24/7 matching engine which never requires shutdown or downtime. BMLL expands data coverage to APAC. BMLL, the leading, independent provider of harmonized, historical Level 3 data and analytics across global equity and futures markets, today announced the expansion of their equities and ETF data coverage to include Asia exchanges. RegTech Fourthline scores 50 million funding round. European RegTech Fourthline has raised 50 meters from Finch Capital and other new and previous investors. OCC names Chief Financial Technology Officer. U.S. regulator the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC, has tapped industry veteran Prashant Bhardwaj to lead its new Office of Financial Technology. Themis releases Supply Chain Risk Assessment Tool. Themis has announced the release of its innovative Supply Chain Risk Assessment Tool, which allows companies to map out high-risk geographies and sectors and possible touchpoints from financial crimes including modern slavery and human trafficking, drugs, wildlife and arms and trafficking, bribery and corruption, fraud, money laundering and terrorist financing. Using AI to combat financial crime in real-time payments. In today's always-on, need-it-now world, both merchants and consumers alike are quickly relying on real-time payments as a prefer. Alchemy Pay partners with DWF Labs to secure $10 million MLN funding. Singapore-based crypto gateway Alchemy Pay has partnered with Web3 investment company DWF Labs to facilitate its expansion and secure a $10 million funding. Fourthline secures $54 million in funding round. Netherlands-based AI startup Fourthline has secured $54 million in funding round in order to offer customers improved ID check services in the finance industry. Ledger raises $108 million in Series C funding. France-based cryptocurrency startup Ledger has raised $108 million in a Series C funding round led by Molten Ventures. PwnPay backs out of ZestMoney acquisition, report. Walmart-backed Indian mobile payments giant PwnPay has ditched a planned acquisition of BNPL player ZestMoney over due diligence concerns, according to the Economic Times. UBS executes first intraday repo trade on Broadridge blockchain platform. Global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc. NYSE, BR, today announced that UBS, NYSE, UBS, and a global Asian bank have successfully executed the first cross-border intraday repo transaction on Broadridge's blockchain-enabled distributed ledger repo, DLR, platform. TNS delivers financial trading infrastructure for Coinbase Derivatives Exchange. Transaction Network Services, TNS, today announced the deployment of a TNS cloud-based financial trading infrastructure solution for the Coinbase Derivatives Exchange, CDE. The partnership supports a significant enhancement to the regulated futures exchange. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.